We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello and welcome to the March or Die Show today. Glad to have you with me and looking forward to a great conversation with my guest. But before we jump into that, again, if you are watching or listening, thank you for joining us. Always great to include you in the conversation. And I know many of you are listening over at Mojo 50 Radio. Thank you for doing that. Love our audience there and very grateful that you would participate. If you're listening to the podcast version of this show, thank you for doing that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast platform that you're listening from so that you know when this show continues to come online just about every Saturday. Sometimes it's Friday night, but just about every Saturday morning. And certainly by mid-Saturday morning, you'll have this in your or on your platform. So make sure you are subscribed to that. And then take some time to jump over to YouTube. A lot of things you have to do, even before we get into our conversation. Jump over to YouTube. Look for my name, Jeremy Stalnecker. You'll find me there. You'll find my channel. Subscribe to that if you have not. Hit the notification bell. That would be awesome. And this content and other content just like it is there. And I say this as often as I can, but I do this to provide content for you, resources that you can use in your own life. Personally, I hope that you do, but also content that you can share out to help others, and that would be awesome. The name of this show, as you know, if you follow along, is March or Die, and there's a great story that goes along with that. You can go back to episode 1 or 2, where I talk about March or Die, and I tell that story. But really, we understand that in life, obstacles will come, trials will come, difficulties will come, and if you think they won't, then you haven't been alive very long. It's going to happen, and when they do, we really only have two choices. We think that we have a lot of choices, a lot of decisions to make, a lot of things that we need to figure out. There may be a lot of nuance to what you do, but really it boils down to one of two choices. Will you stay where you are and die, and hopefully not physically, although we know there are many, particularly in the veteran community, that take their lives. But that's not what I'm talking about. There is another kind of death. There's the emotional death and relational and spiritual. That thing where people look at you and they feel like you are doing fine, but on the inside, you know, you've just decided to give up. Life got too hard. The obstacles were too big. Whatever the case, you just decided not to go on. You can decide to do that if you want to. That's death. Or you can march, putting one foot in front of the other, getting to the place where you can better deal with whatever enemy you're dealing with, and hopefully on the other side of that, come out on top. That is March or Die. And every week we talk about principles for moving forward when you feel like your world is falling apart, to make the right decision, to have the tools you need to do that. And really excited to have my guest on today with me. Charles Dow is here, and Charles has been a friend for a while. In fact, we rent space together in the same building. There are not a lot of people that I allow to influence my family. I'm very careful about who has influence over my family. I have interviewed on this show, and if you've watched this show or listened to this show, Thomas Cronin was on our show. He's one of the people that influences my family and has influenced my kids for a number of years. The other one is Charles. It's a very small group of people.
I'm privileged to first off be here with you today, Jeremy, but also am honored to be able to have that opportunity to play an impact on your immediate family, yeah. And they're amazing. So
well, I
get that in return from them as well. So thanks for holding me accountable.
My wife is trains with you. My kids, three of my kids, not four. I'll get the fourth one in there eventually. Yeah. But three of them for sure. It's awesome. What you do and how you do it and your approach to it is incredible, which is why I wanted to talk to you. We talk about march or die. We talk about pushing forward. We talk about all these things. There is as I mentioned, a spiritual component, emotional, relational. There's that, kind of the non-tangible. We can't put our hands on it. Then there's the physical part of it, and you live in that physical part. But you've got a great story, and I think that really speaks to who you are as a human being, how you approach other people, how you train and mentor others. So let's start there. Let's start with your story. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so I'm the owner of Icon fitness studio out here in Marietta. When I graduated Cal State Fullerton in 03, had a job opportunity to move out here to Marietta, and went ahead and did that. I deferred my doctorate program from APU, but I decided that, you know what, this is going to be my avenue that I'm going to pursue. Not really knowing what's going to happen, you know, at that age and freshly out of college. I was like, all right, all I know is I do want to enhance somebody, as many people's lives as possible in the fitness space. How I was going to do that, wasn't quite sure. So, you know, after growing up being an athlete and wanted to kind of put everything together and, you know, hence Icon was formed.
And you haven't always owned Icon. I mean, you've worked for other people in the past. What caused you to make that transition to moving into your own place? I mean, owning a business is difficult at any time. It's certainly been difficult over the last couple of years. And yet you leaned into it. You're building a great business. Why did you decide to go that route instead of working for other people?
So, you know what? I initially started in physical therapy, went that route. Wasn't quite for me. Fell in love with the athletic performance aspect of it. Had the job opportunity to work with a couple corporate gyms. Decided to venture off, do my own deal. Just, you know, for me, I wanted to throw my own little spin on it. I wanted to be more impactful, more hands-on, create relationships, be more entrenched, kind of like, you know, side by side with all of our members. For me, it's very important to know all of our members, their families, what they're involved in, you know, and that way I can go deeper. I'm not just superficially contacting people and like, oh, hey, Joe Schmo, but like you said, you know, we work with your entire family for a reason. And that to me speaks volumes, because that from there now I'm impacting not only your family and then their friends and their community. And so that's what holds dear to my heart.
You have an interesting, I think, gym, because, you know, a lot of gyms are kind of focused on maybe the masses, right? As many people as I can get in here, and whatever their fitness level is, that's fine. I'll work with them. That's what I do. Others are very focused on professional athletes and even semi-professional athletes, college students, that kind of thing. You work with the entire spectrum. In fact, I think you have a really unique connection to the dirt biking community, whether it's Supercross or Motocross, and a lot of very high-level athletes there. You work with young people in all sports, which is really interesting. How do you leverage what you know about fitness and sport into the different skill levels, from my 13-year-old daughter to professional athletes that you're also working with probably in the same day?
No, I'm very fortunate to have had that experience, and that's going back from starting off as just a personal trainer to working in a corporate setting to doing physical therapy, and then being an athlete myself, right? So I've kind of worked the whole gamut. And for me, it's everybody's got a level of fitness, a level of motivation that I like to kind of take on and be like, hey, what can I do to transform your life to be level up? Sometimes it's not just accomplishing your personal goals, but setting goals that are a little bit higher, dangling that carrot in front of you and, you know, exposing things that you didn't know about yourself. That to me is super gratifying. You know, as far as working with pro athletes to your stay-home mom, for me, they're all athletes. You know, in this world, we're all fighting or competing in some sort of sport,
Somewhere on the spectrum.
That's
awesome. My daughter, who is 13, I think she just slid into the gym. She was a little bit under the age, but she's been training there for a couple of years now. And she comes home almost every day after training. So first of all, she decides she doesn't want to go to the gym almost every day. And then she goes, and she's super stoked when she comes home and wants to talk about what she learned. And she's really motivated. And a lot of that just kind of bleeds from your leadership there, whether you're teaching a class or one of your other instructors is teaching a class. So there's this level of motivation. And anyone that knows you, I think, would say, you know, Charles is a super motivated guy. What motivates you personally? In your relationships, raising your kids, running a business? What is it that motivates you personally and professionally?
You know, from a personal standpoint, I've got two beautiful daughters. I got a 14-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I want to lead by example and show them that, hey, you know, living an active lifestyle opens up windows of opportunity so for many other things in life, And it's never going to be easy. Life is not easy. Anybody who skates through life, like you said, hasn't really lived life, And so I kind of embrace those challenges. And fortunately, I've had a lot of mentors in my life that kind of help guide and coach me how to overcome those obstacles. Yeah. And I want to teach my daughters to be just as impactful, you know, and I've made plenty of mistakes. I want to use my knowledge and wisdom to pass on to them. You know, and so that my girls really keep me motivated from a personal standpoint. In regards to a professional standpoint, man, I just really want to enhance as many people's lives as possible through the fitness space, right? And setting goals, whether it be lose X amount of pounds or do X amount of pull-ups or run X amount of miles, right? So we've all got personal challenges, and I want to help you. Yep. Just like yourself, like we were talking about not too long ago, like 2 weeks ago, to be able to do ultra marathons and take on that challenge. So I try and live through that as well. Try and get out of my comfort zone a little bit and throw myself in the dark waters. And
that's awesome. Do you look at you mentioned mentoring and coaching? Do you look at mentoring and coaching as two different things? And if so, what would separate the two?
You know, they almost go hand in hand. Coaching, as far as what I've been through, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, in my personal opinion.
Right.
I take, you know, all of our instructors we call coaches.
Yeah.
So in the same time when we're guiding them through, giving them advice, sharing our knowledge, helping critique their you know, their diets and forms and best path to success, you're also mentoring at the same time. So they kind of go hand in hand.
That's good. One of the things we talk about, you know, often, and particularly as we work with veterans and service members, first responder community, people are struggling and trying to get past whatever it is they're dealing with, is the need for mentors in their lives.
Absolutely.
For coaches in their lives. Yeah. And a lot of people decide that they'll just do it on their own. And I don't think it's unlike that in the fitness world. There are a lot of people who are like, I don't want somebody speaking into my life. I don't want to, you know, expose my weakness. Can you talk for a minute about the importance of coaching? Because I think it's critical. It's not just in the physical, you know, the exercise space or the fitness space, but just in life, the importance of having people in your life.
You know, and I think that's something that our team does very well.
Yeah.
Is we're looked at more than just fitness instructors,
right,
but we're coaches, we're mentors.
Yeah.
We, you know, have create personal relationships.
Yeah.
When things are going rough in their life, whether it be their relationship with their spouse or their children or personal struggles that they're going through with, you know, not wanting to, you know, get up and
take
on the day.
That's all of us, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it, having that, you know, extra guidance, somebody in your corner to help motivate you and hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're okay with letting yourself down.
Yeah.
But there's other times when I think of my daughters and I'm just like, I can't, I have to get my butt up and I have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And, you know, some days are easier than others and most days are tougher.
Yeah.
You know, but I embrace that and I accept that challenge.
Yeah.
And you accept that as part of life, right? And I think that's really important is most people think that, you know, it's all rainbows and butterflies, which
sure.
is a false reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, having mentors in your life to crack that whip on you and to hold you accountable and keep you motivated is absolutely critical. So surround yourself in the right environment is absolutely key.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we were talking about ultramarathoning a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things. In fact, my wife, she came home and she's like, I was talking to Charles. And he said, he's done some of this. You need to talk to him. You need to talk to him. You need to talk to him.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it, right, is it's going to be a long road, and at some point it's going to be a dark road. And
absolutely.
Knowing that there are people in your corner and that you can learn from and grow from is an incredible life principle, I think.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, ultra marathons are one of those things where I was like, man, I love obstacle course racing. So, you know, all the Spartan races, but the one thing that kicked my butt was the actual running.
The running, right. Golly. The racing part, right.
So I've always naturally grown up being a sprinter. Very explosive, powerful, and got way out of my comfort zone. Be like, okay, the only way I'm going to get better at these, you know, the beasts are just hitting the hitting the trails, putting in the time, and accepting, embracing the suck.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's always saying that, but I've really learned to take that in, and it's actually a privilege.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people don't have that opportunity, and for me to be able to make that, you know. Be presented with that opportunity to do that is incredible. So, want to make the most of it. There's a lot of commitment involved. a lot of time, dedication, a lot of sacrifice from the family to my training partners. Mm-hmm. It's not something you just wake up and do.
No.
No, it's not. As you know.
Yeah, because I did the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did that too.
It didn't go very well.
And I saw Jesus a couple times.
yeah, the commitment. But a lot of it comes back to, as you mentioned, perspective. And yeah. And I love that because, you know, whether it's in life or, again, you know, athletics, things get hard. And sometimes we forget we probably put ourselves in that position. Or maybe it is a privilege to be able to push through this, and yet we're so focused on the pain and the struggle that we miss just how blessed we are to be able to participate,
right,
and grow and move forward. That perspective really, I think, empowers us to go.
100%. You nailed it on the head. And I think that's why I take on things that I know I'm not good at.
Yeah.
Is, you know, that's great being good at things I know I'm good
sure.
at. But,
yeah.
You know, things like training for an ultra marathon. I mean, 51.4 miles is something I never would have imagined
right,
doing
right.
3 years ago, 4 years
because
ago.
Because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
It's not normal.
And you go in some dark places, and I think that correlates into my personal life, where a lot of times I went in some dark places, getting some perspective and really having to deal with my personal emotions and getting some insight on who I am as a human mm-hmm. being was super, super critical. And I think everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Because once you come out of the darkness, you appreciate the light more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and learning the fundamentals of having team there behind you, having the right mindset, being able to learn to be my own best friend. Mm-hmm. Even though at times I wanted to give up, I was
sure.
just like, man,
yeah.
why am I even doing this? This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. Right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But in actuality, overcoming that and going through the finish line was just like, dude, I did it.
Yeah.
Never in a million years would I ever expected to do it, and
right.
then I accomplished it.
Yeah.
So it gives you some confidence in life and to take on more challenges. And after that, it was actually perfect for my personal life from a standpoint where I was going through a lot of stuff with business,
right.
Going through, you know, a failed marriage, trying to figure out what I was going to do to provide for my daughter, and figure out what the next chapter in my life was,
yeah.
and being able to commit and sustain the pain mentally, physically, emotionally through that ultra marathon translated into real life as well.
Yeah.
So I felt like that helped me, you know, overcome that and finish on top, which is super important, right?
If you could maybe define or articulate some of those strategies that you used in real life, what are some of those strategies that you take from sport, from fitness, from what you've learned training others, that you leverage maybe in your own life or as you're helping other people move forward when things are getting difficult? What are some strategies to deal with the unexpected obstacles, the difficulties? You and I were talking probably, we talked briefly, maybe 10 months ago, I don't know, 12 months ago, right in the middle of the COVID thing. Everything's shut down. And actually how things are going, and you know, you talked about some of the other things you're doing and how you're adjusting and some of the difficult things you were working through. But then you just said to me, this is what we do. This is what we have to do. And adjusting when life throws an unexpected curve at you is something you have to do. What are some strategies you use or you teach to others to just move through the unexpected, move through the difficulties, move through the trials?
You know, there's a couple principles here that I try and apply. One of the strategies is having an open mindset.
Yeah.
Meaning that to be adaptable, right? You can't be fixed.
Adaptable,
you
right.
got to
yep.
be
yep.
a chameleon. If you are fixed in one plane of motion, you can either move forward or move back. A lot of times you're moving backwards because you keep hitting the same wall. And being able to think outside the box and be like solution-oriented is super key.
Yeah.
Because if A doesn't work, then you go to B. If B doesn't work, you go to C.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to give up, but the biggest thing about our philosophy that we try and implement is don't ever give up.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You know, there is an option.
You don't
there
have to move fast,
solution.
But you
no,
can't quit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That quitting is not an option. You can go ahead and temporarily pause, but keep striving to push forward. And once you break through, once you get on that other side where you hail victorious, it's very, very rewarding.
Yeah.
So the first thing is being adaptive.
That's good.
Right.
I think, before we move on, I think some people hear be adaptable because I use that as a principle as well. One of my march or die principles when I talk about this is things change. Don't be surprised when they do. Sometimes you need to change with them. But I think sometimes people hear from that, well, I just need to constantly be adjusting. you need to adjust, but don't ever change who you are.
100%.
It's not about adjusting your character or who you are as a person. It's about maybe adjusting your technique. Is that...
Yeah. Adjusting your technique, adjusting your perspective, your attitude, right? I think that's been a lot of what's allowed us to kind of navigate through this pandemic is just our attitude.
Right.
Being optimistic instead of looking at problems as problems, where like, all right, here's another opportunity to come up with a different solution.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Time to get creative. I mean, during that entire situation, Jen and I, my girlfriend and I, we went ahead and we were running around like crazy, like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. And everybody I know is in the same exact boat.
Sure.
But she was there to help me navigate through that with some actual tangible solutions.
Yeah.
Right. For me, my head is kind of like in the sky a lot of times.
Sure.
You know, in X, Y, Z. And she's like, no.
Need someone to ground you.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So she's really been my anchor through all this.
Yeah.
You know, even though my family background is all IT and engineering, I know nothing about technology. Right. So fortunately, she was able to kind of get everything going, get us going with our Zoom boot camps, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Get our YouTube going, and that was really good. And so helped out temporarily with a lot of our members until we were able to reopen. With that, we were able to adjust a lot of our internal operations. So that way, when we reopened, we were thriving. You know, fortunately, we took advantage of that to kind of reassess and kind of took revise our business model.
Right.
Hired on a business advisor, which is something I've never really done in the past. And fortunately, he was able to give us very sound advice.
It's getting coaching, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. For the business. Yeah.
100%. So that was vital. I mean, that was key.
That's awesome. So remain adaptable. It's a great principle.
Yep.
What are some other principles that you would say are important?
Consistency. Consistency day in, day out. Right. It's almost like, from a financial standpoint, investing. You know, a lot of people want to be millionaires overnight. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You've got to trickle in every day, every month, invest, and then that compounding interest pays dividends down the road.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with anything else in life.
Right.
You want to get fit. You want to get healthy. You want to get stronger. You got to put in the work every day. So that day in, day out mentality of, you and I have talked about, it's just we've kind of coined the term beast mode, right?
Yeah, right.
Beast mode isn't necessarily a thing of like, oh, how much can I lift for one rep? No, that's not it. Waking up every day to be the best dad you can be possible, to being the best partner I can be possible, to being the best, entrepreneur, being the best trainer possible. There's a lot of, variables that go on behind that, and that to me is being a beast. So that's what I kind of flip that switch, the beast mode on.
That's good. So. Yeah, that's one of those phrases you use often.
Yeah.
It's on your branding.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the consistency. There are a lot of people who start well, they do a good job for a little while, and they just fall off.
Yeah, you see it happen all the time.
Yeah, I think consistency, just putting one foot in front of the other, is almost a superpower.
It is.
People aren't doing it.
No, it's not.
Right.
And I tell people that even in marketing, they're like, oh, all right, we'll try this, and they don't stick to it. Or, they try this diet. It's like, I don't care what diet you do. Stick to it for a year.
Pick one.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Pick one and stick with it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's committing to whatever principle it is and staying consistent.
Yeah, that's good. One of the challenges I would imagine that you as a fitness trainer, owner of a business, deal with is motivating people to do what they know they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is every person in the world probably has a pretty good idea of what they should be doing, but pulling the trigger, moving beyond knowing to doing is really, really challenging. There's a friction there in life that just keeps us from doing it. It could be the bed in the morning. It could be, whatever. How do you approach motivating people who know what they should be doing, but for one reason or another aren't doing that? How do you get them over that line? How do you motivate them to do that? Because this is where I live as well, right? Is working with folks who are struggling with some perspective. I can look at them and go, okay, I can see the end of the road. I know you can't see it, but I can see it, and it's possible to get there. I know that because we've walked a lot of people there, but you have to take the first step.
Right.
And man, that's it. And then I come back to me, right? And I do the same dumb stuff.
Right.
How do you motivate someone who wants to do right, but for some reason they just can't take that first step?
Well, a lot of times when they approach us, it's already like, hey, they've come to the realization that, hey, I'm unhappy with this part of my life.
Yeah.
The first thing is recognizing it, accepting it, and having the courage to face that head on.
Right.
From there, I can help you.
Right.
Right. If you're coming at me just being like, oh, no, I don't have this problem, I don't have the, well, then I can't help you.
Right.
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 So that's the first step. The second thing is enhancing your quality of life. How much happier would you be? How much more effective would you be?
Painting a picture for what it would look like.
Right. Yeah. You know, and then kind of reverse engineering it and understand and be like, okay, let's set up a game plan.
Yeah.
What do we got to do this week? 1 week will turn into 1 month. 1 month is a year's gone by.
Yeah.
We reflect back on all the progress that we've made, and that should keep you motivated enough.
Right.
Hey, in the year, if you're in the same place where you were last year, guess what? That wasn't enough. That game plan didn't work.
Right.
We didn't execute. What do we got to change? So, you know, just feeding them constant knowledge, give them that accountability, but also, you know, giving them motivation as far as, hey, you can do it. Look how far you've gone.
Yeah.
We all need encouragement,
yeah.
Right? Looking at the glasses half full versus half
sure.
empty.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You haven't lost X amount of inches, but look at how many more pull-ups you can do. Not everything is going to be, you know... You know, taking a look at performance is so key. I think that's underrated in the fitness industry.
Yeah,
so
good.
Metrics-wise.
How important is transparency to what you do? Transparency for the person who's coming to you. Honesty, we could say.
Transparency is everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to BS you and set unrealistic goals.
And as a person who's getting help, right?
Right, absolutely. And so at the end of the day, if you're cheating yourself, then...
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to get anywhere. So I'd rather everybody throw everything on the table and see all the ins and outs and see how dirty things get, and then we can sort through it.
Right.
But, yeah, you have to be upfront, open and honest, because otherwise you're just cheating yourself. So,
yeah. Which I think is why people like to go to gyms where they can just get on a treadmill and no one talks to them.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen at
ICON. Because they can be as honest or dishonest as they want to be.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And there's very, I mean, let's be honest, there's very few people who actually wake up and, I can't wait to freaking work out. That's
right.
My favorite part
sure.
of the day. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That's not reality.
Yeah.
Right. But very few people can honestly say that once they leave the gym or a workout or a boot camp, and they'd be like, dude, I feel so much better about myself.
Right.
It's getting in there and creating the environment. I think that's something that we do that's very special. All of our trainers are very motivated, very inspiring. You know, we've got a great group of other people that are in the same boat. So regardless of whatever fitness level you come in at, you feel welcome.
That's great.
You know, and that's, I think, understanding that we're creating a lifestyle for them, doing things outside of the gym as well is super important. So building that community is everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. We could talk all day. Maybe we'll do it again.
Yes, sir.
But for those who are listening or watching, how can they connect with you and ICON, the work that you do?
Yeah, so you can check us out on Facebook, ICON Fitness Studio. Our Instagram is ICON Sports 1. You know, reach out to our website. It's iconfitnessstudio.com.
Yeah.
Give us a call, and we'll be able to help you out with whatever health and fitness-related questions you have. And, it's a privilege being on here with you, Jeremy, and definitely look forward to the next opportunity. And
yeah. For sure. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Jen.
Absolutely.
Can't see her on the camera, but she's sitting over here because we just learned that she's the brains of the operation.
Yes,
so
most definitely.
Thank you for getting him in here. But, man, I appreciate you guys and what you do. And seriously, you know, when I look at my family and I think, who am I going to allow to speak into their lives? There are only a handful of people, and you guys are one of those groups of people, so appreciate it.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you. For those who are watching, listening, thanks for doing it. So many great principles to be learned. Don't give up. Have the right perspective. Keep moving. Get some people in your life that can encourage you and help you and really strengthen you along the way, motivate you when you don't feel motivated, and you will be a better version of yourself. But more than that, you'll become the person you were created to be, and that's true. Emotionally, that's true spiritually, relationally, it's true physically. So keep pushing forward. Remember, as we remind you every week in life, when it seems like things are falling apart, you only have two options. You can march or you can die. Thankfully, the choice is always yours. Thanks. Talk to you next time.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.